For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
Welcome back to Columbo and Katie on 101.9941 News Talk STL. That's why I'm emceeing shows at Westport Playhouse this weekend and not performing shows. What you just heard there come out of my mouth is the reason why. In just a moment, we are going to get the owner of Westport Playhouse on the line with us, Lenny Mink. Just a great time to talk about that venue and it reopening, but also about the great shows that are coming up this weekend, the Retro Nerd shows that are coming up, the tribute to Peter Gabriel and Sting that I will be emceeing. So we'll talk to Lenny here in just a moment. Before that, wanted to remind you that if you ever miss anything here on the Columbo and Katie show, that is not necessary because you can subscribe to our podcast. Our podcast is available on basically every podcast platform, whatever it may be, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Google, and many, many more. We put the show out as a podcast shortly after we get off the air every day, and you can subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you never have to miss anything that happens here, any of the great conversations that we have. Also, don't forget about the Columbo and Katie YouTube channel. You can subscribe to us there so you can watch the show every day as well as listen to it. You can also watch us on the News Talk STL Rumble page and the News Talk STL Facebook page. So many ways to make sure that you never miss anything that happens here on any of the shows at News Talk STL and here on Columbo and Katie. As I mentioned, Katie is out today, but she will be back tomorrow. And now joining us on the line is the brand new owner of the Westport Playhouse, a great local venue that is back up and running and that I will be at this weekend as part of the Retro Nerd show. We had the Retro Nerds in studio last week playing Peter Gabriel and Sting music live to promote these great shows coming up at this great venue, and Lenny Mink, the owner of Westport Playhouse, is on the line and back on the show with us again. Lenny, my friend, great to talk with you, buddy. How's it going?
Going all right. Hi, Tony. Good to hear your voice again.
And certainly
good to be great on with to, you again. Thanks
yeah,
for,
back
thanks
at
for
you.
Inviting me.
You bet. Back at you. So I am really excited because I have performed on stage at the Westport Playhouse in the past, but it was years ago. And of course, you know, the theater sadly went dark for quite some time until recently when you and your team were able to purchase it and renovate it and bring this great venue back to life. So it'll be the first time that not only that I will have get a chance to be on that stage since you have renovated it, but it'll be the first time that I see it, so I cannot wait to get out there this weekend and be a part of these great Sting and Peter Gabriel tribute shows that are being put on by our friends with the Retro Nerds and Jason Nelson. So tell folks a little bit about this journey and getting this great venue back up and running and frankly better than ever.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, it was dark for a few years there, and we are definitely lighting it up. You know, this space has been traditionally an off-Broadway equity theater, so they pretty much focus primarily on, theatricals, plays, as it were, some musicals and things like that. But we, our team has really opened it up to a lot of other things. We're getting known for our 30-foot LED video wall, which is on stage, which is just a stunning attraction, and it's really part of the shows now. We really incorporate that, and so we call it sort of a immersive multimedia theater. And we, you know, as much as we love theater, we're continuing to do more traditional type theater performances. We've really expanded it. We're doing a lot of concerts. We're really excited about the Retro Nerds coming this weekend with Sting and Peter Gabriel. Excited to see you back at the theater.
Yes.
Sting, and we have all kinds of different things that we do there. We do concerts, we do speaker series, we do sing-along movies, we do music nights. We're even having a Super Bowl watch party on our big video wall with our bar open. So we've got all different kinds of events coming up. I kind of call it entertainment for everybody, entertainment for all. And this past weekend we had a fantastic comedy show. Next week we have a couple weeks here, we're going into our Valentine's, a 3-day Valentine's show, Songs in the Key of Love, which is going to be a wonderful cabaret style show. We have packages. So we're, you know, where we are in Westport Plaza, we are right next door to Drunken Fish, and we're also next door to Kobe Steakhouse. And we've teamed up with Kobe for the Songs in the Key of Love. We have some nice dinner packages with some reserved seating, and it's going to be songs by songs from Chaka Khan, Stevie Wonder, Earth, Wind, and Fire, a lot of romantic type music as well. It's just a good time. But this weekend is just going to be, it's going to be a blast. It's going to be, I just can't wait. I mean, Jason Nelson and the Returners, I've seen them in other venues. I've seen them do other shows. And I mean, they really, really bring it. And synchronized lighting, perfect
sound. Yeah, and your venue is the perfect atmosphere for that, because they do a part of the Retro Nerd show. I mean, the musicianship is just absolutely impeccable. But yeah, the stage show, it, you know, the custom lighting, as you mentioned, and the video component of like the like old MTV music videos playing in the background during some of the songs, and how they are synced up perfectly to it. Like, there's a big video, you know, this is a really cool entire sort of show performance, and having that huge video wall and that huge stage, I would imagine. I mean, for me, one of the like best things about Westport Playhouse is that you get that more cozy, you know, a smaller theater feel, but you have a giant, usually in a when you have that, you also have a teeny tiny little stage that you can't do very much on. But it's quite the opposite. You guys have such a great stage there, and especially with this giant video screen, that you can do so much more than a lot of theaters your size can do. And I think that's one of the big, big advantages that you have and out at Westport Playhouse.
Yeah, thank you. That's true. It's you know, it's like a 40-foot wide stage, and the room, we have 230 seats, and we like to say it's really intimate, but at the same time, it's just big enough that, you know, we can really get down.
And, absolutely. And yes, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah, no, it's we think that it's we think that we're unique. We think that we have a very, very strong presence and a strong combination of all the different factors. And of course, Westport, the biggest thing, and I'm not trying to throw shade at whatsoever on any other places in town or any other locales in town, but we do have safe, secure garage parking. It's Westport Plaza, so which is a really big draw, especially for older folks and for people that just, you know, you don't feel like, you know, dealing with on street parking and other places in the city and things like that.
Listen, so I'll say,
you know,
it for
it's
you.
It's very convenient. We have all the restaurants there, and it's just like a campus, you know? So
yeah, no, I'll say it for you. There are a lot of venues that, unfortunately, I hear people say all the time that they love that venue, but they're just not going to drive to that part of town, or they're not going to drive downtown, and you know, they just, so it's an unfortunate fact of life. And then, but on top of that, all of the upgrades, and you know, people that maybe have been to shows at Westport Playhouse in the past, they already know what a great theater that is and what an asset it is to have that venue in our area. But it's been taken to the next level by you and your team.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's good to recognize. And we, you know, we definitely, we've invested a lot of time and money and energy and expertise into creating experiences. It's not really just a concert. It's a real experience. You know, we've done a number of tribute type shows already, and we're looking at bringing all kinds of different experiences in. Even at one of the other shows, which it's a little premature, but keep an eye out for this one. We're actually bringing in an interactive game show. It's going to run for about 6 or 8 weekends in a row, starting in a couple of months here. And we also have Popovich Comedy Pet Theater. This is the world-renowned animal trainer. He brings rescued animals in that he trains, dogs, cats. Last time we had a pig in a pink tutu, geese. I mean, this is like, it's like the circus comes. I swear, the circus come into town, and I mean, these guys just take over the plaza practically. There's animals everywhere. It's just a total mayhem, and it's 90 minutes of craziness. The show is just absolutely fun and hilarious, and it's an all ages thing. Kids, of course, love it. And he's a world renowned trainer of dogs and cats, and he has these trained cats. It's just the craziest thing. So that's coming in April. We actually had him in October. Now we brought him back for 4 shows in April, so that's coming up. But right now it's all hands on deck for Retro Nerds this weekend. And my Peter Gabriel and Sting are on my personal musical Mount Rushmore. Yes. So you know, for me, it's just like, I just can't wait to just absorb the experience myself.
I can't wait either. Everything, really great. All the Jason Nelson projects are always so phenomenal. Actually, my band got a chance last October to open for the Peter Gabriel tribute. So I've seen a little bit of that show, although it's my understanding that they've made a lot of changes, and especially with what they can do at Westport Playhouse with your equipment, is going to be an even bigger spectacular, that part of it. But I've never seen the Sting show, so I'm looking forward to absolutely all of it. We had the Retro Nerds in on Friday, this past Friday, playing live, but remind us where you can get, if they want to get tickets to these shows, because I know they're going fast for the Retro Nerd shows, I think particularly on Friday night especially. So if you want to get these tickets, where's the best place to do that?
Yeah, we have a full online state-of-the-art ticketing system. Just go to Westport Play, westportplay.com. It'll take you right there, and click on the ticket link, and it should be pretty straightforward. And, you can get your tickets via text message. You can have them held at will call or email, and that's real convenient. We also offer two-hour parking validation, which is very helpful.
Oh, yeah.
As well, so people don't have to pay a whole lot for parking. And now we have a liquor license. We are slowly but surely doing a more robust build out of our bar, but we do have a full bar.
Nice.
And so we'll have the drinks available, and it's just going to be, we're really excited. It seems like every time we do a show, new people come back. The most common thing we hear is, I haven't been to Westport in 10 years, whatever, So this is a good thing.
You're bringing them back.
Bringing them back. That's right. We're giving them a reason to come back.
So, that is fantastic.
So we definitely want to see everybody there. And we'll have the doors and the bar open at least by an hour before the show. Friday night and Saturday night, and looking forward to your MC.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Your MC vibe.
I can't wait to be there. I can't wait to be a part of it. It's great to have this local show, this band, having music on stage there at Westport Playhouse. But as Lenny mentioned, we're talking to Lenny Mank, executive director out of Westport Playhouse. There's so many great events coming, really across the board when it comes to shows and even interactive experiences and things like that. So much happening out at Westport Playhouse since Lenny and his team have reopened it. So make sure you are keeping up with everything on the website, Westport Play. And Lenny's legit. As we've had Lenny on the radio with me on this radio station, on the old radio station, Lenny's been, we've talked to him many times on the air. He's the owner of Lowtown Records and Lowtown Studios, where our band practices whenever we do have a gig coming up. So I know that the St. Louis area, and particularly the St. Louis gig economy and musicians and comedians and performers of all different types that need stages to be open, I know that that is something that is very near and dear to your heart, Lenny. So this is just sort of the next step in that evolution. It's something that you've been a part of with Lowtown Records for years, so I imagine that there's a whole lot of that of gratification and giving another outlet for all of these wonderful performers.
We're definitely, that's one of our biggest missions. I didn't even mention the Michael Jackson show that we're building.
Here we go.
So there's a lot more to come. And that's the thing. We really try to tap in and work with artists from St. Louis in St. Louis as much as possible. There's so much talent here. There's so much that we don't have to go out of state or go out, it's a blend. It's a balance, but we definitely, we're building quite a few shows with people that are right down the road here, and they're so we're very excited about that, and I appreciate the props for that. So that's definitely our mission.
Yeah, very much looking forward to seeing you and being out at the Playhouse this weekend as part of the Retro Nerd Show. Retro Nerds present a tribute to Sting and Peter Gabriel. Get your tickets at westportplay.com. Follow everything that's happening out at the theater, also at westportplay.com. And Lenny Mank, buddy, great to talk with you, and look forward to talking to you again very soon, my friend. Thanks for your time.
I love News Talk STL, Tony. Thank you.
Hey, back at you, buddy. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a good one.
Yeah, that is a great guy. Lenny Mank does a lot for the local music scene, and as we always say, support local music, support local performers, and getting out there and checking out some of these great shows out of the Westport Playhouse is a great way to do so. We got a couple minutes left here. Joey V is in studio with me, filling in for Katie, who will be back tomorrow. We like to end the show when we can with a little a little bit of fun, a little bit of silly stories here. And Joey, I wanted to get your thoughts on a brand new survey that was just released.
Bring it on.
Which, if you could, which of your senses would you switch off?
Seeing the dead people, for sure. That are bugging me.
I don't think that's a sense. I think that's something that you need to talk to somebody
about. A lot of history here at this radio station.
Yeah, that's true. I think you need to. Yeah, I think it might be time to talk to somebody. I don't think that's a sense.
You know, food is very important. Do you have more to add to this?
No, I want to know.
Food is so important to me. It's like you need the taste and the smell together for the food thing to be at its peak. Mm-hmm. So it's like, maybe you'd give up hearing and then you can't work in radio anymore. I don't know. I think food is almost more important than radio because I want to taste.
So you're thinking
everything.
Hearing if you had to turn one of them off?
If I had to, yeah.
That finished in second place. So a brand new poll was just conducted. What if you could switch one on and off? If you could turn it, if there's, you didn't have to lose one, but you only had the ability to turn one of them on and off. Would you stick with hearing, or would that change the story? Because you could turn the nose back on when you eat.
Yeah.
Turn it off when you don't want it.
As a cat owner, I think, turn the nose off every once in a while when there's a full litter box.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you're watching on the cameras, you'll see that Joey is a very fit young man. So maybe it's easier for you. I would definitely turn off the smell because maybe that would make it a little bit less enticing to get some food whenever. The results of this survey, 40%, overwhelming, 40% of people said that they would turn off their smell if they could have a sense that they could turn off and on. 30% said hearing, 17% said taste, 10% said touch, and only 1% said sight. Touch is another one that would be... Maybe you could, if you could turn that off and you don't feel pain or feel anything, if you could turn that off from time to time.
All those jackass guys who are daredevils, I'm sure they would go for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Make a killing like Steve-O.
Absolutely. Joey, thank you so much for helping us out this afternoon. As I mentioned, Katie will be back tomorrow. Joey's going to stick around and be a part of the Tim Jones and Chris Arps show. So, Columbo and Katie with Katie back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Download our podcast. The Columbo and Katie podcast. Anywhere that you get podcasts, you can find us. So please do that in the meantime. And keep it right here as Tim Jones and Chris Arps are coming in to take you through the rest of your Tuesday afternoon. And thank you so much for supporting us and listening to us here at 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL.
For podcast articles and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.